Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Daryl Peel as we talk about herd liquidations over the last couple of years after this.
Hi, this is Rob Botter with Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety and quality and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
It's time again for Chris Black's Cream of the Crop Fall Bull Sale at the Ranch Crawford, Oklahoma. Now, the sale starts at 1 p.m. Saturday, October 27th, selling 118 bulls and 400 units of semen. There'll be several Angus, Sim-Angus, Charley, and Composite bulls. For more information, call 580-309-0711, or for an online catalog, go to ChristyCollins.com. There's also a video catalog at the website. Don't miss Chris Black's Cream of the Crop Fall Bull Sale, Saturday, October 27th, at the Ranch Crawford, Oklahoma.
In 2011, there were a tremendous number of calves and mama cows that went to town. A lot of herd liquidation because of the drought of 2011. Here in the drought of 2012, not so much, according to Dr. Daryl Peel, Oklahoma State University.
I think that's true. I think part of it's just a function of the drought last year, even though it was a big area, but it was a very confined region in the southern plains. But it happened to overlay such a big percentage of our total cattle supplies. And the nature of the drought in 2011 was very different. We had no spring. The drought really started, obviously, in the fall of 2010 and extended consistently through the fall of 2011. And so the impacts on forage production and the impacts on what producers had to do in terms of culling cattle and moving cattle were much more dramatic. 2012, by contrast, we had a bit of a spring. It was in a much bigger geographic area as far as being the entire middle of the country, if you will, but we had more forage to start with. We had more hay to start with. And so even though some people were forced to market calves a little bit early, a few folks sold cows early, we're not seeing in total anywhere near the kinds of forced cattle movement and unexpected or unplanned marketings of cattle in 2012. We didn't see it in the southern plains, partly because we were just down on numbers. We had already done that liquidation, but in areas that didn't liquidate in 2011, it wasn't as severe, even though it was plenty severe in the grand scheme of things.
You were telling me that you have had some communications with some friends in Nebraska that have been watching the Nebraska situation, that for the last couple of months at least, their pasture and range conditions have been awful. They're, 95-97% poor to very poor, and that means not much option for their mama cow herd there.
You know, one of the things, frankly, that has surprised me a little bit when you look at those forage estimates is that we haven't seen more cow liquidation in some regions as we might have. And that seems to be being borne out now, at least anecdotally, with indications that some of these producers are scrambling. They're trying very hard to hang on to these cows. They're utilizing corn stalks either in a grazing situation. They're using baled corn stalks. We have anecdotal reports of significant numbers of cows that are being put in feedlots to basically to maintain them in a dry lot setting just to feed them because they're going to be relying on things like baled corn stalks. And so some of the drought impacts actually may yet be ahead of us. Some folks may figure out over the next month or so that they have to go ahead and cull a few more cows than they plan. But I think all in all, folks have scrambled around and they're trying very hard not to have to do that.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Shorthorn 500 production sale coming up Saturday, October 27th at the Brooks Cattle Sale Facility in Marietta, Oklahoma. Seven outstanding Shorthorn breeders have contributed to the 70 lots to be sold. Herd sires, spring and fall pairs, bred cows and heifers, semen, embryos, and show steer prospects. For more information, check their listing on the auction page at OklahomaFarmReport.com or call Alan Sears at 970-396-7521. The Shorthorn 500 production sale, October 27th. Don't miss it.
That's your Beef Buzz. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.